Today, I think I'm in the mood for some coffee, and later on, I might want some chai tea. Well, I know exactly who to call for all of my beverage needs. Exquisite Barista Services, the friendly mobile barista services servicing Charlotte and all surrounding areas, preparing fresh, flavorful, custom-created coffee and chai tea beverages for all occasions to quench all of your thirst needs. If you have a meeting, got training sessions, or just a general celebration, they've got every beverage you need. Visit www.exquisitebarista.com to book now or call 704-659-3495. 704-659-3495.
The Charlotte, North Carolina area and Gaston County is now being serviced by 3K Commercial Cleaning. 3K is known for giving their best thumbs up commercial cleaning services to area businesses and organizations on every visit. Business owners and organization managers, give Kendrick Davis a call and schedule a time for him to pop by and give you your free quote. Call 980-522-7460. You can also schedule your free quote or book commercial cleaning jobs for 3K at 3kcommercialcleaning.com. If you have a taste for living a luxury lifestyle, visit homeswithtravis.com. Travis Stewart is licensed to assist home sellers with real estate transactions in New York as well as Florida. Travis is the recipient of the Most Innovative Marketing Award by Dale Sorensen Real Estate in 2018. He knows how to sell the value of luxury real estate. Visit homeswithtravis.com. Yes, and welcome back to another episode of Revealing Better Results. This is show number 60, and we have special guest Mr. Kevin Stewart on the show with us once again. And today's show is being sponsored by Exquisite Barista Services, 3K Commercial Cleaning, homeswithtravis.com, and Exquisite Conglomerate Communications. And Mr. Stewart, well, how have you been? What have you been up to since the last show that we did together?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I've done a lot of traveling, some vacation, some business, and it's been pretty rewarding thus far. I was looking forward to getting back with you and your audience as we want to unpack some of the other lessons that I've learned that I promised in segment two, and I wanted to spend some time with the audience on that today.
Great, great. Well, let's get into the last few topics that you're going to unpack, and, what is the next subject you want to talk about?
Well, I believe it was in segment two, I talked about some of the lessons that I've learned on my journey that I felt, had I known that I needed to focus on these things earlier in my career, then I may have made some different decisions. So the things that we did talk about in segment two were vision, attitudes, change and how to manage change, success and how we measure it, how we define it, and then the topic of challenge. How do we deal with challenges? And the things that I wanted to discuss in this segment involve courage, ethics, teamwork, knowledge, and opportunity. So to begin with, when I think in terms of courage in our careers, sometimes it involves being strong enough to say that this is not for me when it's not. We all have certain values, we all have certain perspectives that we own as part of who we are. And if what we're involved in is inconsistent with that, we have to have the courage to say, this is not for me. I remember a phrase that Whitney Young Jr. used to say, and it is better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. And so as we go through life, each moment of our life, we are making decisions. which involves choices. And those choices have consequences. So as a result, we need to be discerning. And because discernment is critically important, what I'm talking about is showing good judgment, trusting yourself. And most times when doing so, we'll discover that our judgment won't fail us. The difference is when we're younger, we're trying to discover things and make the right decisions. And as we get older, we gain wisdom, the ability to discern. And courage involves being able to choose a good decision over a bad decision. We essentially know what a good decision and a bad decision is, but as human beings, we might make a bad decision because it's more attractive at the point, at the moment that we're trying to make it, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's a, it's something that we should do. We should be more discerning and have the courage to make the right choice. The second lesson that I learned, it involved ethics. Now, a company really leans on this attribute as something that's necessary to be a leader. Martin Luther King said, the time is always right to do what is right. And that involves being ethical, having ethical behavior, making sure that we remain ethical and use sound judgment in the decisions that we make because we represent the company that we work for. I would tell the people that I mentor and the audience in particular to follow your spirit and let it guide and inform your decisions and avoid being distracted from your goal. One of the things I often tell people is the enemy of success is distraction. And so we need to remain focused on our goals so that we don't fall by the wayside by making a bad choice unintentionally. The third lesson that I wish I had known earlier in my life is the value of teamwork. Most people won't be successful by themselves. It's just very difficult. If you look at the successful people today that are in the public eye, athletes, entertainers, politicians, they didn't get there on their own. They didn't get to that level of success by themselves. A lot of people helped them out, and that is what I mean when I say teamwork.
Okay.
So part of that teamwork is being able to communicate with the folks that are around you, communicate with the people that you're being mentored by, communicate with the people that you're mentoring. And it's a big deal in relationships, and it's impossible, I believe, to over-communicate. When you communicate, you're building trust, and you need to build trust all the time so it's there when you need it. I'd like to also make the distinction with respect to teamwork that there's a thin line between confidence and arrogance, and we need to know where that line is, because if you're on a team, you want to be confident. You want the team to rely on the product or the idea or the thoughts that you're putting on the table, but you don't want to be arrogant so much so that you distance the folks that you're working with. And so it's critical to spend some time thinking about how is my message being viewed, as opposed to I know it and they should listen, because that's not necessarily the way it works.
Okay.
And then finally, if you've learned something in your experience and you think it's worthwhile, then you need to apply it. My pastor would often tell me that application is the evidence of learning. If you're not applying what you've learned, then you obviously don't feel as strong as you need to about what it is you learned. The fourth thing I want to talk about is knowledge. I wish someone had told me or gave me this perspective. It's not something that it was necessary to tell me, but the perspective. And that is, no one really cares how much you know until they know how much you care. So you have to connect with people in order to get them to hear what it is you're saying. We have a tendency to live on levels, but experience life in stages. And I talked about that earlier in one of our segments. And you can't get from a freshman to a senior without going through a few stages called sophomore and junior. You can't get from analyst one to vice president without going through some things. And so as we go, as we live our life that way, you have to be successful in order for you to reach that next point. I'd also like to say, we don't get to the next level until you successfully pass through that stage. And that stage is designed to prepare you to succeed at that next level. And then one thing I don't want to leave your audience without telling them, and that is, when you discover your passion for what it is that you do, you'll never work another day in your life. You would do it for free, but it's unnecessary to do it for free. So we won't. And then finally, opportunity. Opportunity exists as long as we're living. No excuses, laser focus, be fearless about it. Sometimes opportunity is missed because it's dressed in overalls and looks like work. I always thought that was an interesting perspective to give people. It's going to require work, but if you're prepared, you will see the opportunity. If you're not prepared, you won't even know it's there. We have to recognize our excellence. As human beings, as I mentioned before, God doesn't make mistakes. You are designed to be you. You are designed to be the best you that you could be. You just have to execute that design and not make mistakes. And if you make them, don't let them hold you back. Put that up to experience and move on to the next thing. I got to be where I'm at, and I believe I'm pretty successful by any definition I could think of. I'm just not done. But if I can do it and I didn't have a plan, then anyone could be successful since they're already working on their plan. If they listen to segment one, they're working on a plan that gets them from where they are to where they want to be. And one thing that I would caution our audience is your brand. Your brand is essentially the image that you're giving to the public, and you need to be careful with it. You need to protect it. Everyone is watching. And on social media, everyone is redefined than it was before we had social media. I remember really early in my career, one of my mentors, it wasn't a formal mentor, but it was my boss, essentially said, everyone is watching you. And when I heard that, it resonated with me in terms of the folks around me. Everyone is watching around me. Well, today, and with the advent of social media, everyone is watching means literally anyone who has access to social media is watching. So what you put out there is going to be there. And when you sit in that interview room, don't think for a moment that the person you're interviewing hasn't seen your social media, because they have. And that may be awkward if your social media isn't right. So those are the things that I wanted to touch on and hope to get out to your audience. I had committed to earlier to you that I would be pursuing a website, writing a book, and hopefully have the opportunity to schedule campus visits or visits with organizations that feel they would benefit from, or their audience would benefit from, the lessons that I've learned in life. And I think that those things are coming into a reality for me. I think I'll need the rest of the year in order for me to be ready to launch. But hopefully you and your audience, I know I've enjoyed this experience, found some value in it, and hopefully I get to meet them one day.
Oh, yes, sure, yes. We have, like I said on the last segment, yeah, there are a few people that have some questions for you, and you know, I will be putting them in contact with you, and we can move forward from there. But yeah, a quick question related to this segment. Now, out of courage, ethics, teamwork, knowledge, and opportunity, which of those aspects would you say is the most important?
I've been in this this work life for 35 years, and I would say of all of the things that I've learned in my life, these 10 are all necessary. None is more important than the other. I don't want to send a signal that if you focus on one and not the other, you'll be okay. They're all important. And quite frankly, had I known when I started, like my son today, I have 3 children, but my youngest is 21. And he hears this all the time. But if you took 35 years of someone's life and they said, give me the 10 things that are important, those are the 10 things I would give you. And the courage, ethics, teamwork, knowledge, and opportunity are simply dimensions of what I experienced that I think are all important. And if the audience can embrace those things and give some thought with respect to their individual person, I think that would accelerate their career.
Okay. All right. Hey, Mr. Stewart, hey, it was great having you on the show today. And you gave us some great insights with the last 5 subjects related to success and being successful. And I'm gonna, before the end of the year, we'll probably have you on again, you know, just to give an overview of what you're doing, and you know, talk about what's next with the website and your book, and you know, we can move from there.
I appreciate that. I think that'll be an excellent idea, and I look forward to it. Perhaps I can even be in your studio when we're doing it.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. Well, this is show number 60 for Revealing Better Results. And have a great week, everyone.
Space, a final frontier.
Tune into Revealing Better Results on EPRN. Better yet, download the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network app at app.eprn.us. Don't forget to listen to all the shows on EPRN and tell a friend to listen in at www.eprn.us.
Gaining skills and knowledge is something very valuable to each individual. University of the People has been growing strong for more than 10 years, and they've helped countless students from around the world gain knowledge and teamwork experience with their education model. Our society is continuously changing with numerous technological advancements. University of the People gives students the foundation they need to get the most out of their education experiences. University of the People is also the first virtually free university offering bachelor's and master's degree programs, and the degree programs are nationally accredited and approved by the U.S. Board of Education. I'm Garland McLaughlin, author and CEO. I'm proud to be pursuing my MBA at University of the People.